This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
About authoritarian regimes. They're lying about me and they're trying to deplatform me. 26 companies working in concert, violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. And now, Senator Warner and Senator Wyden have said, quote, there's thousands of sites worse than Alex Jones. So we're becoming like Cuba, we're becoming like Vietnam, we're becoming like China. So regardless of what people think about me or the straw men, should I have a First Amendment or should these companies be able to violate the whole Safe Harbor Act and all that and then ban conservatives en masse?
I don't know anything about your site, man.
The employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones
is a lunatic.
Even I know that these are legitimate news organizations. And if at that point somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones, well, they were looking for him speaking with
that. That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars went even further.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes tomorrow.
InfoWars.
Right now, the war is the InfoWar.
You watch InfoWars?
I got a chair going.
Looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
InfoWars.com. I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I was already excited we were going to have a good day today, and then Trump, out of the blue, finally delivered on one of his big promises to fight back against censorship, and is threatening to pull tens of billions of dollars of federal funding from public institutions of so-called higher learning if they continue to resemble North Korean re-education camps or Maoist youth brigade re-education centers. Literally, that's the model they operate on, they say. I'm not just saying they operate like Maoist Red Guard. That's the model. You cannot make it up. That's the operating system of Antifa, the George Soros meth head army. And so just an hour ago or so, President Trump signed the executive order. This is devastating to the globalists. It is beautiful. It's going to get challenged, but you can't be a public higher education facility. We're supposed to have free open debate of ideas, and they're calling for book burning. They're banning people coming and speaking. I probably should have taken the offer years ago in Cambridge, and others invited me to go speak at their famous forum, and I didn't do it. And there was also another invitation hidden under it that was another ploy if I would have gone. So I didn't want to meet with that branch of the Illuminati. This is the Alex Jones Show, folks. I know it sounds insane, but that's the level and the fight we've gotten to. But now Jordan Peterson's banned from speaking there. And now they're banning his books. I mean, it's on, folks. These people mean business. And the head of YouTube bragged how she banned me last year because she didn't like me. And now she wants to ban Ben Shapiro. We played that clip yesterday. This is unbelievable. And then they go to Congress and say, we're not censoring anybody. And then they're on television and on podcasts and on congressional hearings bragging how they're censoring us. And Democrats say they want more censorship. It's just the most flagrant. It'd be like if you're watching me on TV and I say I'm wearing a white shirt. You're like, no, you're not. You're wearing a black shirt. This is a white coffee cup. It says drudgereport.com on it. It's not a black coffee cup. It doesn't say New York Times on it. It says Drudge Report. It's a white coffee cup. They tell you, though, don't believe your lying eyes. Oh, I got another big announcement, too, when we come back in 60 seconds. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's March 22nd, 2019. We are smack dab in the middle of the emergency 50-hour global transmission. We'll be live until 10 a.m. tomorrow. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. And the name of the emergency broadcast is hashtag stop the bias, save the First Amendment, stop big tech censorship. And we have been on Trump's tail to make the racketeering, to make the cartels that are bragging on TV and on podcasts, the heads of Google, the heads of Twitter, the heads of Facebook, the head of YouTube, that, oh, we're going to censor everybody. We're going to shut people up. We don't want our 13-year-old sons, you know, listening to Alex Jones or Ben Shapiro. These are quotes. Played them yesterday. And they go lie to Congress. Well, Trump just did it. He's done so much good trying to get us out of these wars, pulling back 90%. He's gotten thousands of factories back in the country, thousands of companies back. Major tax cuts that help poor people. He actually raised taxes on middle class and rich people to try to pay some of the debts. Very Kennedy-esque. Got us out of the TPP. He's going after the private Federal Reserve, trying to secure our border, while the globalists try to break our border. Listening to good things are good, but if he doesn't defend free speech, it doesn't matter. It's like if a submarine had 10 bulkheads on it, and you close 9 of them but leave one open, the sub's going to flood. Well, guess what? He had dangled last year that he was going to do a bunch of antitrust actions against the big tech companies. That's already begun against Facebook. And that was the only action so far, kind of the ganging up on Facebook, which I'm not defending Facebook, but it's nothing compared to Google and Apple and the true human rights abuses. So then a few days ago, he tweeted out Laura Loomer's hashtag, stop the bias, and today he signed an executive order to pull tens of billions of dollars from colleges where the arrogant deans and the frothing fascista so-called students and Antifa professors say, we're not allowing free speech on our campuses. These are the places where it's supposedly the most protected. These are the places where speech is absolutism. But now they've turned it totally on its head, and so the free speech clinic at Georgetown is suing myself and getting ready to sue Google, demanding more censorship, they've announced. So that's what universities of free speech are now, is systems of destroying free speech. It'd be like saying a nanny for your baby, their job is strangling your child. No, the nanny's job is to take care of the child lovingly. So it's a total inversion of reality. Big tech, the failed college professors, dying corporate media, with the Democratic Party, with an acquiescent Republican Party, working in tandem to completely overthrow free speech as we know it. And they've gone a long way. They've gotten away with a hell of a lot. Creating total anti-free speech zones in the colleges and the corporate workplaces, and now they're expanding it into every aspect of our lives with millions of tech employees able to dial in and look at your photos, read what you're saying, see what you're reading in live time, and put up messages saying you better watch what you're looking at. It's all happening. They're just racing like a fish on a line, and the reel's going out, and when are we going to plant the hook and try to stop this and reel this thing back in before they break the line? And it's all concerted worldwide. And they're using the tragic events in New Zealand at Christchurch to openly demonize America and our speech as well. And the global Islamic groups are calling for an end to free speech. Wow, big surprise. Islam's not for free speech. And every time it comes into your country, then when there's a clash with it, because 100-to-1 they kill us, if you don't comply to them, it's your fault. And that's in the news. So here's the president doing the right thing, a big, strong salvo right at the heart of the anti-American authoritarianism that would make Mao Zedong blush. Here's the president just a little while ago at the White House.
To every student and young American here today, don't let anyone stop you from doing what you know is right, from asking questions, from challenging the powerful, or from speaking your mind. And that's the primary reason we're here right now. You're going to speak your mind. You're going to be fair. You're going to be reasonable. You're going to do it well. And you're going to speak your mind. Never, ever quit. Never give in. And never back down. Keep standing up for your values, for your classmates, and for your country. And you can be certain that every day of my presidency, we will always support your rights and your freedoms and your future. Thank you all for being here. There's a great honor for me. I've been watching this for too long. I've been watching things that are unwatchable, and I don't like it. But we're going to do something about it. See, we like to act as opposed to just watching and saying, oh, isn't that a shame? We don't say that. We don't say that.
So proud of Trump. Yes. I knew I bet on the right horse.
And I want to congratulate everybody for being here. You have just a tremendous future ahead of you, and this will
make this is literally the cavalry, folks, coming over the hill.
Point of view across, and listen to the other point of view. Maybe you can be changed, and maybe not. I doubt it. But maybe. You never know. And you know what? If you can, that's okay. And you'll change them, too. You're going to change them, too. But ultimately, it brings people together. So congratulations. I'll sign right now. Thank you all for being here.
I get it. Full funding. Some estimates are up to $40 billion of federal money from these so-called colleges that are brainwashing camps. It's beautiful. The anti-free speech monsters. All right, we've got more of this and some of the students coming up and what they've been through and the incredible persecution, physical assaults, being kicked out of college, having grades taken away, and the professors are so arrogant, they admit it all. They admit it all. By the way, in all these lawsuits against us, they keep trying to get discovery and ask for my communications, you know, with the president or with non-governmental organizations or with the Pentagon, because they keep going, how is Jones synced with the president? He launches a free speech 50-hour broadcast, and then the president suddenly out of the blue acts. It's spiritual. It's synced up. And they keep wondering how I said what Trump would say in his inaugural speech, and then he said exactly what I said. The New York Times came up shaking with anger, going, how did you know that? Because they've been reading my tweets that day and in videos. And I said, I just knew. Because it's a spirit. And it's very, very exciting, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. And you're the reason we're here. We're all synced up, ladies and gentlemen. 50-hour broadcast going. Joe Rogan is scheduled to be in studio today. If his plane doesn't get there on time, it'll be taped. But Joe Rogan is going to be here in just a few hours. Look forward to that. He's also planning to be here to just have magically work to speak about free speech and how important that is. That's the synchronicity. Talked to him this morning. That's what he wants to get into. Very interesting. So we'll talk about it all. Please don't forget, This is a fundraiser to fight the globalists and win and keep this amazing command base, this outpost, this fire base against the enemy in place. And we're completely surrounded by the enemy, which is perfect because that lets us target the enemy politically and stay inside their zone so that we get a 360 view of their operations. It's like sending a probe into the sun or something. But we're here. We're doing it. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. But every hour, we go up to 55 or 60% off on a particular item for that hour. Survival Shield X2 this hour, the Deep Earth Crystal Source, we'd sold out for months. We were able to actually get it again from the original manufacturer at the highest quality, original formula. So it's back, 55% off and free shipping. Sign up for AutoShip, and you can cancel any time, an additional 10% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A bunch of other big specials on Brain Force Plus, on the Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine for adults, children, and the amazing mouthwash that nobody else has anything like it. Such an exciting time to be alive. Yes, Trump is coming through. Ha! Oh, I love it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to Infowars.com, you see the headline. Finally, Trump strikes back against leftist censorship in the United States. Think about that. That's exactly where you hit him. You want to hit George Soros? Remember what Lou Dobbs said back in December, when we had giant caravans smashing in to the United States, tens of thousands of people. They'd overrun the Mexicans. They had smuggled, kidnapped kids, drugs. First they said there is no caravan. Then they said, oh, they're all women and children, let them in. And then they all had USAID bags. That's where our tax money goes to the State Department, to the UN, and then to George Soros. He never spends his own money. In fact, he takes a cut of it. And then Lou Dobbs had Judicial Watch on with the documents. They had a Judicial Watch. And it was Soros getting hundreds of millions of dollars the last few years. And he's in Visa commercials, getting Visa to give the invaders the multi-thousand-dollar cards with no name on them. They just work. And the media said it was a conspiracy theory and didn't exist, even though it's official funding, even though it was NBC News, the Associated Press, praising George Soros for funding the migrants with our money. But then separately, when Judicial Watch gets the documents that it's worse than we knew, it doesn't exist. And Fox reprimanded Lou Dobbs. Remember, suddenly he wasn't on for a couple days. They suspended him. And Fox announced that the head of Judicial Watch, highly respected, was never to be on Fox News again because he brought out the steaks, the holy water, the garlic, high noon. Think about that. There's the LA Times. Fox bans Lou Dobbs tonight, guest over George Soros comment. You're saying, what's it have to do with Trump finally coming through on First Amendment? He's going to cut the tens of billions of dollars from any public college that bans speech and restricts it. Of course you should take their money. These are criminal organizations. Let them learn why they're publicly funded and why we believe in higher education. They have inverted higher education. They are monsters. And they've gotten so arrogant, the head of YouTube went on one of the biggest podcasts at the Lesbians in Tech convention in San Francisco, and they're all giggling and laughing and saying, we took Alex Jones off, we want Ben Shapiro off. And she goes, well, I'm trying. I agree, we want him off. Ben Shapiro's a neocon milquetoast. He makes a lot of good points. I agree about 80% of what he says, but my God, he's the darling of the neocons. Even a neocon apprentice, the darling golden boy, is not good enough. They want it all gone. And why? Because she doesn't like her son having access to it. They're in public saying they want to control everything. And so you cut the money. George Soros conservatively has gotten about from the numbers we've seen, about $150 billion from the State Department in the last 30 years. And I'll give Soros this. He's an intelligence operative of the highest levels, above CIA, all that. He worked for the U.S. government. George Soros helped take down the USSR. I know people that work with him. The point is, he's using all that now on us, like America's the USSR, and like mom and apple pie is, and it isn't. We're facing the CIA, the NSA, the criminal elements of it, that are rolling out this civil emergency that Brett Hume talked about last week. He said the Democrats declared a secret emergency, and there's an emergency in the government against Trump. That's the truth. Now, I know you heard that here years ago because it's in the executive orders of Obama, but that's a big deal. Cut the funding, Mr. President, of the Countering Foreign Intelligence and Disinformation Act. It doesn't counter foreign intelligence and disinformation. It targets you. It targets me publicly in the damn hearings, saying I'm anti-American. No, I'm not Google helping build autonomous AI hunter-killer robots and drones and telling the Pentagon go fly a kite. I'm an American, period, and everybody knows it. You're the traitors, and it's all going to come out. So, George Soros wants to work with the UN, the State Department, to crush our borders, overwhelm our judges and courts and jails, cut its funding, jerk it. When you see when they freak out, you know what hurts them. Cutting their funding, how they're using our money against us, any type of criticism of pedophilia, and the left grooming your kids, that's their big sacrament. That's their biggest no-no. You don't talk about that. No, no, no. That's their religion, is screwing your kids up. Vampiric. True vampirism. Spiritual. Energy. And they don't like open borders and the Islamic invasion being taken over because they're going to bring the Muslims in. It's not compatible with the West. And then we'll have to get rid of free speech and everything to be compatible for them. And now the global Islamic councils and all of them have come out and said, get rid of free speech in the West. And the police are putting hijabs on in Europe and New Zealand in solidarity. Hey, will the Muslims go put crosses on in solidarity the next time a church gets blown up? They've had NBC News, Media Matters, the Southern Poverty Law Center, all of them come out and say, Jones is a liar. He says Muslims target churches on Easter and Palm Sunday. What? Hundreds of churches have been blown up the last few years in Egypt alone on Easter, Christmas, and Palm Sunday. It's like Jones claims that in Indianapolis, they have a race called the 500. Jones claims the New England Patriots are based in New England and have won six Super Bowls. Jones claims, again, 2 plus 2 equals 4. And they just state, like, Jones wrongly claims there's only two genders. Jones claims water's wet. Again, it's an assault on reality. And so I feel bad for these Muslims. Even though local newspapers reported that there was radicalization of people that ended up getting captured and killed in Syria from that mosque, still, the terrible thing that happened to those poor people. But you know what? Let's humanize some Christians. Because Christians are being driven out of their lands all over the world, and the Islamic caliphate is expanding like a lymph node cancer, racing throughout the body. And the biggest killer of Muslims is other Muslims. We need a reparation. A reformation in Islam. We need to come out of this mass Stockholm syndrome. We need to understand the reality of how we're being conditioned and they're trying to break our will. They think we're stupid. They think we're saps. They think we're followers. And there are a lot of people that are, but a bunch of us aren't. And it's not going to work. In the middle of the 50-hour global transmission to save the First Amendment, to stop big tech censorship, and now Trump has fired right at the heart of the spider's nest of censorship. The once great university is now dens of hardcore brainwashing, cutting their funding, and they engage in criminal. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have been really upset at Trump.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthful.
Because we see massive concerted censorship against basically anybody who is an establishment now. And they're now banning books, and they're now on Amazon and in New Zealand, Jordan Peterson books. And they're, again, had the head of YouTube on a huge podcast in front of a huge crowd of people at the Lesbians in Tech Conference in San Francisco 2 days ago. And the head of YouTube said, yeah, we banned Alex Jones because we don't like him because our kids are listening to him. And now we're going to try to ban Ben Shapiro. There's no end. Cambridge had Jordan Peterson coming to speak. Canceled it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to the store and buy Mein Kampf. Hitler wrote that, and you should be able to buy it. You should be able to read what people say, good people and bad people. Hitler, obviously, really bad. And I wanted to get Clyde Lewis on, who hosts one of the biggest radio shows in the country. He's definitely in the top 10. That's Ground Zero on the Premier Radio Networks. It comes on right before George Norrie was on with us yesterday. And I wanted to get his take on this because I would call Clyde, you can tell me if I'm wrong, a classical liberal. In the Thomas Jefferson vein, the liberals we all liked at the universities that were, you know, pro-free speech or on radio, everybody knows that's what America is. It's the soul of the country. I would call myself a classical liberal, but these terms don't mean anything. Because now it's just corporate fascists masquerading as liberals working with Republican establishment people for the censorship. And I love now how a lot of these big neocons that were for censorship, they're going to get censored. And the way it always works is even if they get down to just Democrats or liberals, they're going to start censoring each other. They're all going to want that top slot. They're all going to hate whoever's got the biggest podcast, the biggest radio show. PewDiePie's not political. They're making him political because he has billions of viewers. Biggest thing in the world. The biggest serious show out there, you can't deny it, is Joe Rogan. And now they're trying to call him a white supremacist, even though he's pretty liberal, even in the modern sense. Not leftist, but you know, they're trying to say, hey, you're a white supremacist. Have us on your show. Or we'll, you know, that's where this is going, is terrorizing people. It never stops. And I was just on with Clyde Lewis on his syndicated show. That comes on like 10 o'clock central here, right here in Austin on 590. And he was predicting when I was on like 6 months ago with him that it's just going to get worse. It's going to accelerate. And I quite frankly am surprised how fast it's moving. But now Trump has signed an executive order telling these draconian universities that are public, you're not going to get federal funding if you just outright say, we're not going to have this speaker, we're not going to have that speaker, tell students they can't have certain speech. I mean, this is getting scary. So Clyde Lewis of groundzeromedia.org, great to have you back, my friend, and things are getting crazy. What's your take on all this?
Well, I did a show, and thank you, Alex, for having me on your show today. I did a show a while back where I was talking about there was a study that was, I think, I can't remember the university, but there was a study in the 1950s where social scientists were saying something to the effect that if any of its parties, if the two-party system decides that they don't want alternative views being expressed within the parties, then the parties would actually dovetail into something that would be, we would see it dovetail into a lot of extremes. We would see extremes within the parties. And I think we're seeing this now where if they are going to censor alternative views, even views that sound outrageous, what we're going to be seeing is we're going to see a fragmenting of the parties. We're going to see, you know, because there are, I've noticed that, you know, when you have, like, for example, Ocasio-Cortez, who is, screaming socialism and is saying that we should, you know, go with this new Green Deal, there are a lot of, Democrats that have said to themselves, well, I didn't sign up for this. And they kind of distance themselves. You notice the distancing. There are a lot of Republicans as well that are distancing themselves from Trump. They were once Trump supporters. They're disappointed in Trump, and so they start saying, bad things about him. Well, it's because we get the extremes going on, and people like you say, you call me a classical liberal in a Jeffersonian sense. Well, I kind of see myself as a fiscal, Reagan type of Republican, but I'm also, like you say, a classical liberal in the sense that I'm socially liberal in a lot of respects. I keep myself in that position because I don't want to find myself leaning to the extremes. We are in extremes right now.
Well, exactly. I mean, you throw this in. I'm socially liberal in Live and Let Live. And then the media goes, Alex Jones is against gay people and transgenders because he doesn't want them, teaching five-year-olds. No, I don't care if you're heterosexual, whatever you are, leave kids alone. I'm not against groups that are adults. Right. Just leave kids alone. I don't care who you are.
I'm saying, why don't we, again, I had a person once call my program, and this woman was telling me that she was a little upset at the fact that a drag queen was going to read to the kids in a library. And I said to her, I said, well, why don't you ask some of your gay friends or somebody that's gay how they feel about that? What happens, the media focuses on the extremists. They don't focus on the I mean, I have a neighbor who's gay, and I told him about this. He says, it's just not right. You shouldn't have a drag queen in a library reading to five-year-olds. And I agreed with him. I said, this isn't cool. This isn't awesome. And
and they had Desmond is Amazing last year to show up at a gay bar and dance for people. It was reported that half the people left.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that this type of stuff, there are a lot of gay Americans that distance themselves from this, the sexualizing of children. I mean, they were most definitely against NAMBLA at one time. I don't know what the positions are now. I mean, I don't sit and talk about this with my gay friends and my gay associates. I just don't find it necessary to talk about it. But remember this. When you have a Luciferian system that's in dry dock, you have it eliminate any chance of real choice. You have extremists basically taking over. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And you then find yourself rationalizing your lack of choice by claiming that you acted on what you felt was the lesser of two evils. And that is what pathocracy is. When you start saying to yourself, oh, well, I'll just take the lesser of two evils, you're saying, well, I accept evil. That's okay. If it's lesser, it won't bother me that much. But it piles on itself. I mean, you allow the level of evil to be adjusted for the sake of social acceptance. And, many Americans have developed this. They've developed this dissociative disorder, where they're saying, okay, well, I'll accept a little evil here and a little evil there. Sure, my president will do a evil here, but he's a Republican, so am I. If I say something against the party, then I'm a jerk. But no, if there's any kind of extremism going on, it would be wise for you to say, I can't handle the extremism here. We need to kind of focus on keeping ourselves aligned with what is right for America. And, I mean, it's a survival mechanism where people do this. It's in response to trauma and abuse. When people feel traumatized and abused, they become chameleons. And so we say, well, our system isn't perfect, but, there's punishment and reward involved here. I know we're always told the reward is coming and the reward doesn't come, but we still act as though the reward is happening. So the question is, what happens when the award is no longer, when you get the reward or the reward is no longer given? We're jumping through hoops like trained dogs. And so everybody who's extreme will get the limelight, and you'll think that the whole world thinks like this, but they don't think like this at all.
Clyde, you're right, and you said something really deep there that I always want to articulate, but you just said it perfectly. People buy the lottery ticket for the dream of the money, not even the money. Everybody knows that. But like AOC and offering, free stuff five times the entire gross domestic product, it's totally insane. It doesn't exist. But people like that idea that it's just all the light at the end of the tunnel. They just buy into the Fruit Loop behavior.
Right. I've been learning a lot about how I feel regarding the president. And I remember when Obama first became president. I said, well, he's my president, so I have to basically support him and see how he does. Then we started screwing up. I was thinking, yeah, okay, well, that happens all the time. Now, with Trump, I'm getting the feeling that Donald Trump is the dream. The only thing is, the dream has not been completely realized.
Stay there, Clyde Lewis. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite. com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us and advertise at gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we're in the middle of a 50-hour global broadcast. You've got every day 10 hours of live broadcasting on AM and FM and TV stations. Boy, just during the break, I walked back there in the affiliate relations area, and there were four or five new radio stations, but there were a couple of new big TV stations. And I'm going to be announcing it next week, but a couple of them are like the big stations in big cities. All the stations are precious, but a lot of exciting things happening. That's why the globalists are working around the clock to shut us down, misrepresenting who we are, trying to sue us into oblivion, railroad us. But God keeps coming through, and you keep coming through. We have the Save the First Amendment, massive specials, the biggest we've ever done. I mean, they match the specials from Christmas that were our biggest ever. And then with this new deal, where for an hour each day, one of the items that's 50% off is 55 to 60% off. It's a little bit bigger discount with double Patriot points on your next order with your profile, InfoWarsStore.com. Instead of getting 5 cents on the next dollar for every dollar you spend, you get 5 cents on the next purchase. You get 10 cents. You add to that signing up for auto ship on things like Wake Up America Coffee or the fish oil or the protein bars or the Super Bowl toothpaste. You can do it every 15 days, every month, every 2 months, every 3 months. You just set when you want it. It auto ships to you. You get an additional 10% off. And you can just do one click anytime and cancel the auto ship. So everybody should sign up for auto ship on the staples. And you get great toothpaste. You get great coffee. You get great fish oil. You get amazing protein bars. Those are about to sell out, so we had to end the special on those. And you get to fund the revolution against the globalists. It's a win-win. They fear this model of direct sale to fund media. They always use boycotts to terrorize and control people. And that's why this model we built is the maverick. It is the winner. And you are the reason we're here. So, again, I don't just say that to pat you on the head. You're it. You're the oxygen I breathe. You're the ground under my feet and the sky above my head. I mean, we're all in this together. So when I thank you, I mean it. Thank you. InfoWarsStore.com. But you may not have a dime. You're just as important as Bill Gates because you can spread the word and take action. You have a connection to God. Going back to Clyde Lewis, big syndicated host with Ground Zero, weeknights on over, 500 stations across the country, right before George Norrie and Coast to Coast AM, Ground Zero Media. You were getting into Trump. And I mean, I like this new move he's taken. Some of the things I don't like big tech immunity in the new North American Union renegotiation, but I think that'll get taken out in Congress. But getting back into Trump, then I want to ask you, you're a smart guy, Clyde Lewis, where do you see all this going? Because the elite basically say in their own white papers, as you know, they believe civilization is going to collapse. So they're just helping it along, and they want to have a controlled collapse, a controlled demolition. Well, I don't want them to control my destiny. And so far, a lot of their plans have not been carried out the way they thought. But they're still, I would say, in partial control. Do you disagree with that? Do you agree?
I would say that if you take a look at how old the United States is, we're, 241 years old, and you look at the Roman Empire, lasted about 300-some-odd years. I mean, that doesn't mean that our empire and our government is going to last that long either. We have a lot of people pushing a new government that is un-American, and we allow it to happen. I mean, just to cite my source I was talking about earlier, it was a volume of the American Political Science Review in 1950. It was called Toward a More Responsible Two-Party System. And it was recommended back then that there would be, there has to be the centralization of the two parties, meaning there has to be this middle ground somewhere. Someone has to speak truth to power in a middle ground, because if we look at policy alternatives and we don't allow, alternative programs, alternative thought process to be executed in the parties or with politics, you would see the voters' frustration, and you'd see all the mounting ambiguities, the lies, the impunity, and we would see everything go towards extreme tendencies.
And then the left and right orthodoxies, just like Islam only gets more extreme, left only gets more extreme.
Yeah, they become sectarian and extreme, and this would basically represent a condition which neither our political institutions nor our civic habits would be adapted, and we would see the destabilization process. You would see the party systems clashing with the constitutional republic, because what they would do would be, first of all, ideas, and then the other would be unconstitutional, and it would create this deep political divide.
Hey, Clyde, don't you agree, it's in WikiLeaks too, that the globalists are destabilizing on purpose? They're trying to sabotage our system by playing it off against each other to bring in the corporate fascist technocracy model.
Well, of course, it's the Chinese model is what it is. They've been wanting the Chinese model for some time. They probably won't get it until 2030, because that would take time to create the frustration and division needed to create the schism, and that would breed extremism and radicalism. That's why we're seeing radicalism and extremism being focused upon. The system has gone rogue. The two-party system is fragmenting to the point that those who see the extremism with their own political parties are bowing out. They're saying, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up for new Green Deal. I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up for these other ideas that are extreme. And it's uncomfortable to hear this, but it's becoming apparent that the two-party system can no longer be efficient, because there's this massive split decision attitude with everything. We want to get rid of the Electoral College. Oh, wow, we want the 16-year-old vote. They get these extreme ideas within the parties, and no one can no longer agree with every radical view that is expressed from the established agenda. So it's impossible to identify or support every issue that's being drummed up or presented within the party, because your morals won't allow it. And you can't say you're morally straight if you're basically going after all these extreme views. It's like, how many people on the left support this new abortion law in New York? And if you do, are you sick? I mean, look, I've always been, like you say, I mean, I've been pretty fair with how I feel, and I've always said, well, it's not my decision to tell a woman what going to do that. But then when they talk about how on the day of birth they can kill a kid, come on, can you really, with moral values, support something
exactly.
like that?
Exactly. They're now taking the woman's right and extending it after birth in a new sick right, and Beto O'Rourke and all the people agree with it, and the Democrats all gleefully clap their hands. They've now
right.
been put into a position of, like, Jim Jones cult. Now we're having to debate, let's not kill viable born babies?
Right, and can you really support LGBTQ if all of the members there think that 11-year-olds can dance in strip clubs and drag? Give me a break. This is something that, you know, immediately the extremes are taking over, and if you say anything, they'll say, well, you know, I'm a liberal, so therefore I have to stick with this. No, you don't.
Exactly, and let me ask this question, because it's only whoever leads your cult or your group, they define what you've now got to follow, and it just gets more crazy by the minute.
Well, it got me feeling a little weird when I saw these kids were striking and sitting out of classes saying they're all going to die in 12 years if we don't combat climate change. Are you kidding me? That's an extreme view presented by Ocasio-Cortez. And it's almost like all those children, and it was like all those children, were parroting extremism. It's like back when those kids went and visited Dianne Feinstein, and they said the same thing to her. And she says, you know what? I've been doing this for 30 years. I know what I'm doing. You guys don't know what you're doing. And people are like going, gosh, you treated those kids poorly. No, she told the truth. She's not going to be on board with some extremist viewpoint, because there's old school Democrat, there's old school Republican, but we have neoliberals and neocons that are basically trying to take over the system, and they're destabilizing the system. And like I said, it will clash with our constitutional republic.
Well, when you get into the WikiLeaks and other documents, keep going back to WikiLeaks, it's their admissions. They want a civil war that they control. And then they claim that I want one when it's the opposite, and then they misrepresent what I've said. So even though I'm not the extremist they claim I am, they build a straw man and put that out so that they can make their side more extreme by using me as this symbol of extremism to then actually radicalize their own people.
Oh, exactly. I mean, they'll use their own straw man, and they'll say, like, you're the extremist side of conservatism, while they'll have their extreme sides and get away with it. I mean, there was a time when our two-party system was praised for how it was moderate, unlike you see other dogmatic ideological parties in Europe. But now we have this winner-take-all attitude where we say, well, we'd rather see the vote go younger, and we'd rather see the Electoral College go away. Why? Well, that gives us an advantage, because we want to be able to, look, no party can convincingly win a majority by putting forward extremist anti-system candidates far outside the mainstream, but this is changing. This is bucking the trend, because something has gone wrong. Instead of being, you know, rejected and saying, no, we're not going to allow the commentary about handing over our Constitution to the United Nations body and have them try and combat the weather. This is insanity. I mean,
Hold on, because I want to come back to you for 5 more minutes, which we had hours. Jack Posobiec coming up, Joe Rogan, so much more today. But you really hit something here that when we come back I want to talk about, because, well, we'll talk about when we come back, but you just described the heart of it. Something's been abandoned. What is it? We're going to quantify that and get his really expert take on that. Clyde Lewis, groundzeromedia.org. A lot of great stuff there. I'm Alex Jones with newswars.com. And the only way this gets out to new people is if you, word of mouth, tell people. They're even censoring email and text messages now. Oh, yeah, that's coming up. I'll tell you about that.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.